Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started with the show, be sure to check out all our shows and interviews here on Diva of Dual Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on Twitter at
Hello? What happened to Marianne?
I don't know.
To check out all our shows.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, if you can hear me, I'll keep talking. Something happened with Marianne. Hi, this is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dual. That's our official Twitter handle. On Facebook, we have a page, Diva Days of Our Lives. I'd like to thank everyone for liking it. It keeps growing, and really appreciate it. You could subscribe to us on iTunes, so that way the podcast and interviews automatically download for you when they are completed. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know what the hell happened to Mary, and that was crazy. But Jen, you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Anna, can you hear us?
Yes, I was taking care of a little emergency that happened right before the show. Yeah, I'm here, and you can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter.
That is so crazy. Anna, could you text Mary and let her know that we can't hear her at all for some reason? And I'll just...
Sure.
I'll just test over the phone then. Well, I thought last week was a very good week. And I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And I love the twist that Roman, Kayla, and John switched Marlena with Hattie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want Hattie to like Roman.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, is she hot for Roman. It's hilarious. But she married John, though. So go figure on that one. So, but I thought that was a really neat. I mean, you could... It's such a creative way to have fun with the doppelgangers.
Yes.
But that's such a huge plot twist, and I don't think anybody saw that one coming. So, and good way to... I have to say, with Hattie waking up and ripping on her daughters, that was pretty funny,
yes,
too. So, yeah, I did enjoy all that, and then... Hattie hitting on Roman, and then I don't know how she got a marriage license with her own name on it, because from what I remember, you have to go to the courthouse, and both parties have to be there and have identification on them. That's how you get a marriage license, so I'm not sure how Hattie pulled that one off.
Didn't they already have that one, though? Didn't they already have it?
They had a Marlena one
with
Marlena's name on it. Hattie got one with her own name on it.
Oh, she did.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, plus.
Oh,
that
interesting.
One,
that was smart. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I missed that.
I was wondering
after...
how she was getting away with that.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday didn't air like the regular time. I got to catch up on the app. We had Trump and the guy trying to get confirmed for the Supreme Court hearings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to watch them online, too. I saw Monday through Wednesday, but I didn't see them.
Yeah, me too.
I saw part of Friday, just a few clips. But
yeah, Friday was a good episode. That was a really good cliffhanger with Kristen showing up in Marlena's room when Marlena just now wakes up. So that was a really awesome part.
Cool.
And, I forgot. Hattie... Kristen shows up in Hattie's hostel room. Obviously, she thinks it's Marlena with a gun, which is kind of funny. Yeah, which is kind of funny, but she thinks, you know, everybody thought Marlena was a vegetable or whatever, and she probably didn't need a gun. But it was funny. Hattie actually did talk her into that. She's really Hattie and not Marlena. Kristen actually bought it.
Hey.
You know, she, yeah, it worked. I could see, too, when Hattie saw the rings that John gave Marlena, she was so thrilled. That it cracked me, too. That was so funny. And then
answer to you how they got the let me ask you real quick. So obviously Abe isn't in on this story and on this secret.
No.
So you're right. How I would have thought he could have done it, but yeah, I guess John made it happen, huh?
Yeah.
The license and all that.
Yeah, or Roman's got a friend in the courthouse.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's what happened. What? That's how they did it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, the person officiates has to sign the marriage license. So you think you would have noticed it says Hattie on it and not Marlena. And, you know, it's
Soap.
We have to suspend the, yeah, we have to, you know.
We've got a doppelganger pretending to be Marlena.
Hello?
I really don't think
there she is. We can hear you now.
Hey, Marianne.
Hey.
Oh. Okay, so I don't know what happened. Like, I couldn't hear anything?
No,
okay.
We heard you the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then it repeated what you said the first 5 seconds again, and then it was dead. So I just thought, you know, I'll just start hosting then. Because we couldn't hear you. Yeah.
Well, that was weird. And then I called back in the regular line, and then I'm still on the host, like, it's weird, because I called in the regular line, so then I brought myself on. You know what I mean? I have the studio up, and it's like I'm hosting. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know what happened. Because I was waiting, you know, Simona said, okay, well, there I am. I'll just bring myself on.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on. All right.
Yeah, so what did you think about Hattie taking Marlena's place and marrying John?
I love Hattie. I mean, I love Deidre playing Hattie. And, yeah, she was smart, and even Roman said, they underestimated her, which they did. She's pretty smart. And then Roman gave John the idea of, well, don't get all upset. Go ahead and marry her, because it's going to be Marlena's name on the on the certificate for marriage and on the license. He said, so it's not going to be legal anyway, because you're really marrying Hattie. Well, she had that all figured out. I don't know if you guys talked about that. So she made John sign a marriage license with Hattie's name on it. So yeah, it was pretty funny. It was good. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The other highlight this week, I thought easily, was the breakup of Generic and then Eric beating the crap out of Brady.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And basically, Jen finally fessed up and told Eric the truth.
Yep.
That Brady blackmailed Nicole into leaving town and breaking up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eric confronted Brady, and Brady pretty much admitted to it and wasn't too proud of it. And Eric, you know, threw a couple punches. So I mean, it was a nice payoff. It was about time. Because we've been waiting, a year now for that type of payoff for the Brady blackmail and Nicole. It's been about a year, I guess, since she's been gone.
Yeah, but I want Jen and Eric together, and I'm pissed.
Well, yeah, so. I think they're kind of kind of toast now. I think that's the final breakup.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, she gave the ring back.
Yeah.
How did you like when Eric burst through the door and screaming, "You ruined my life!"
Yeah,
I mean, he was really, yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh,
that
he's
was
good.
Really, yeah, yeah, that, yeah, he was.
Well, I think it made it worse because they just made up a month ago.
I know.
So it made it worse.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Brady deserved it.
Yes.
As much as I like Brady. But he just, that was really low what he did to Nicole. So.
You know, I think it's odd, too. Eric went to Maggie afterwards and asked if she knew where Nicole was, and she denied it, and she was lying. Why is Maggie not telling Eric where Nicole is? What's her motivation?
She calls Nicole, you know, to talk to her.
So she knows where Nicole is. She said she hadn't talked to Nicole at all.
Right.
Well, probably because she wants eventually for Teresa to come back to Brady and bring Tate, because that's her grand. Wait, isn't Tate?
Holly's her granddaughter.
Holly's her granddaughter.
Oh, that's right. Holly's Daniel. That's right. That's really
strange. And she wanted them. Yeah. Yeah.
That is strange.
Because Maggie didn't know what happened, right? No one knew. Maggie didn't know unless Nicole would have. No, Nicole wouldn't have told her. Unless
Nicole
told her.
She didn't know about Nicole killing Damos and the blackmail. She didn't know any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the blackmail. Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of weird that she lied to Eric.
Yeah. And what do you think about what she said to Victor? What'd you do now? When
oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Eli showed up to talk to Susan and make sure she was really Susan and not Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was,
right away she
that
thought.
That was
Victor
so
did
funny.
Something. Yeah.
But once he did.
And Susan calling him a pussycat.
Yeah.
You're nothing but a pussycat.
Yeah. I think that may have been a shout out to Young and the Restless, too.
No.
Yeah, because her character on Young and the Restless had a fondness for cats.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was a funny scene, yeah. She wore a cat purse. It was a prop, right? She wore it to, like, an award ceremony, Daytime Emmys or something.
Yep.
And she got a lot of heat for it, but she's like, it was a prop cat.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Now I have to see a picture of this purse.
Yeah.
Everybody has a picture of this purse. So it's
if you Google Stacy Heideck, or however you say her name, cat, you'll probably find it. But that was funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the way Don Aniston played that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
He's so deadpan, And then Maggie was like a cat. she kept pawing at him. He's just, like, looking at her like, all right.
I loved how she was taking the food, too. Like, Susan was like, okay, I guess I'll just go upstairs and she takes half the food, like half the stack with her. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ladies hear the bad news, though?
Well, yeah.
About?
Frank Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Passed away, yeah.
That was sad.
I bet it was
back
to our 80s. Some old clips of him, with him and Carolyn.
Someone, I retweeted that someone posted a video of their first scene that was at Roman Molina's wedding.
Aww.
And it was
his
first scene with Aunt Peggy McKay's. So,
mm-hmm.
And I was astonished Stefano was at the wedding as an invited guest. I thought that was really weird.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I never saw Roman Molina's wedding. So I started watching the show after that. I started watching the show when the twins were born. So I never saw their wedding.
Yeah, I missed the whole Roman and Molina thing. I didn't see that until later on online.
Hmm.
Yeah, Molina was already gone when I started watching.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was some good stuff back then. That was my favorite era.
Yeah.
And Roman Moran and Oliver being shot when she had twins. And
yeah.
then Roman dying on the island. Probably not so much after that.
Yeah.
And that was a great stuff right there.
Yeah. I started watching with Roman and Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a show that was in Grandpa Sean.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah, I remember his best storyline probably was when it was I like the storyline in general, but they brought back his sister.
Yeah.
And when she was claiming she was John's mother.
Yeah.
And the plane crash in Ireland and all that stuff.
Yeah, he died saving Beau.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So after Eric beat up on Brady, Jen shows up, and I would say this is probably some great stuff by Melissa Reeves, because we finally got the old Jen back. I mean, she confessed to Eric, and she actually bit her tongue and didn't tell Brady that Eve was the one behind the drugs being planted in Gigi's apartment, and Eve fessed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I want them to be frenemies, Jen and Eve. I like them together.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I know.
That would be kind of interesting to see that.
Well,
why Brady so mad at Eve about that when she was only trying to help him?
Yeah.
How did she know that was and he kind of really kind of overreacted. I mean, because look what he did.
I know.
A lot worse than what things that he's done. A lot worse than like
what
Eve
ever
did at that point. Yeah, I mean to him, just I don't know.
Well,
but he's forgiven his Victor so many times. All the
right.
stuff that Victor's done to him. Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah. Although I'm not an Eve and Brady fan, so it doesn't really matter to me. I don't like them together.
Yeah.
I liked them in the beginning, but when Teresa came back, it just seemed like Eve and Brady just paled in comparison to Teresa and Brady. And there was so much of a spark between Teresa and Brady, it just made me not interested in Brady and Eve. They looked odd together after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so eventually that whole family blew up there real quick. Oh, and there's a great fan theory out there that Kathy DePaiva was let go and then brought back. And people think what happened was Eve's the one who finds Jack.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Lisa Reeves had an interview with Over Digest on their podcast, and I think she said something about Matt Ashford's back on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So people were guessing that's when Cassie comes back and, added two to two together.
Maybe she'll end up with Jack.
That's what people are thinking too, because Eve is Jack's ex-wife.
Yep, they have a history too.
Yep.
That was the only time I liked Jack.
Nephew something.
Yeah.
He shows up in the town and she's Mrs. Devereaux again.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sierra packed up Ben's things and took a trip.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think that's a really great love triangle. But she's got great chemistry with both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She does.
But wait till she finds out that Trip was the one that sped up. Don't you think it was
Trip?
Oh, it was Trip. It was Trip, not Hope.
Wait, what happened?
This is my theory. Everyone thinks that it's Hope that planted that evidence.
Oh.
I don't think it's Hope. I think they want you to think it's Hope. I think it's going to be Trip.
Yeah.
I think Hope's too obvious right away. Was too obvious.
Yeah.
She's swearing that she didn't do it, and you know now we found out that it was because Sean and Sean figured it out that it was planted. The prints were put on there.
Yeah, for a minute I thought it was Sean.
Yeah, and then I thought, well, Trip, he's been living there, so he could get his fingerprints very easily.
Yep.
So, I think it's going to be Trip, but I don't know.
That's really smart. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's too obvious, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not about doing something shady.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, Rafe and Hope together, they are just so cringeworthy. It's so bad. They fought all week. She's jealous of him and Sammy.
Yeah.
He thinks that she set up Ben. These are just obvious signs that they're not meant to be together. These are trust issues.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So they still just,
they need to bring somebody on for Kristen Alfonso.
It's so hard, though, because, you know, so many people really want to back with Belle. So it's so hard
to
match up with anybody.
But
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be on the canvas. It would have to be someone new, but they can't do what they did with Aiden, which he was just on the Hope Island.
Yeah.
And didn't really talk to too many other people out of her realm. I don't know. It's a good one to think about. But at the same time, too, though, I think Hope just has some problems. I don't know if it's the way Christian's acting with her or what. Hope just seems so hopeless. She just seems so depressed. There's just like no spunk and no spark with Hope. She's very spunky. I don't know. She just seems like she's upset all the time or angry all the time. It's just so hard to watch.
How about Roman?
What about Roman?
Would you accept her with Roman?
Oh, no way. No. No.
Well, better than Rafe.
There's like a 20-year age gap. No, I can't do that. No.
You're talking Hope, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather Roman back with Kate. I think that was a better pairing for him.
Yeah.
Roman and Hattie.
I like Hattie. I want
Roman and Hattie, but I don't
think I'm going
to
get
Hattie
it.
Hattie needs to stay when Marlena comes back.
Yes.
You know, they both need to stay.
Yeah. I like Hattie better, too.
Yep.
Do you guys think that Hattie is going to expect John to fulfill his husbandly duties?
Oh.
John didn't even kiss her when they got married. I was waiting for
that. Would that be pushing it too far? Would that be Hattie pushing it too far?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I wonder how long Marlena's going to be under like this. How long this is going to go on.
I heard she comes around.
Any spoilers out about that?
Not that I know
about
of.
What?
Okay.
Oh,
she was conscious on Friday.
Well, she was conscious on Friday. She opened her eyes on Friday. Friday.
Okay.
And saw Kristen.
I was going to say, because there's only so long before they're going to want to remodel the room she's hiding in.
Isn't that floor operational? Yeah. Kayla swore nobody would find them. Nobody found them, but Kristen did.
Sure.
How convenient was that?
How funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kristen's got the all-knowing, all-seeing gene from Steph, even though she's not technically his DNA, but she learned that from the master, I guess.
Yeah. I like her scenes with Stefan.
I think Stacey's doing a good job as Kristen and Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I think she could be eligible for an Emmy for jumping in there and playing those characters. Like,
she's got
Susan
down. I mean,
And there are times when she's off camera. Well, the thing that is, what's interesting is I've noticed, have you guys noticed when she's talking to somebody off camera, like Brady, and she's off camera, but they're on camera, there are times when I'm like, she sounds like Eileen playing Kristen. I mean, I can hear it. Like, I can hear it in the cadence. Did you guys notice that? Yeah. I was like, ooh, that's kind of eerie how good she is. Yeah. So they definitely did a great job on the casting for that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think of her tattoo and Stefan goes, prison tat? Like,
yeah.
I don't do prison.
Yeah.
Funny. Oh. So Salem Pete, so the cop shop hasn't figured out she's hiding out in his in the tunnel yet?
Nope.
But Sammy did.
You're so dumb.
Sammy knew.
Who did?
Sammy did. Sammy found the tunnel.
Oh, that's right. Well, she saw Stefan close. Oh dear, because I hadn't seen that part yet. She saw Stefan closing the door to the tunnel, so that's why she figured it out.
Yep.
Sure. So we talked about Bonnie yet, and little Bonnie.
No, man. I like Lucas. First thing I'm doing is changing her name.
She's not going to have little Bonnie or Bon Bon or whatever.
No.
Has anyone decided that baby is really Meanie's or anything? Or what do you think?
I guess
does really
not
think it's Lucas's baby?
Yeah.
Oh. It's not?
No.
Huh.
Because in the promo, for the fall promo, she asked Bonnie where she got the baby from.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I misheard what she said.
Wait till Maggie finds out there's another Horton in the family. It's Bonnie.
Yeah.
Bon.
Yeah.
Oh Lordy. Hey, is little Bonnie gonna get a ornament this year?
Oh man.
I wanna be there for that ceremony.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Remember Bonnie, didn't she make herself a humongous ornament for the tree with her name on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, wasn't it you that brought up about Rex and the DNA and them being brothers?
Oh yeah,
maybe it isn't Lucas.
Kayla,
I mean,
I thought it was strange that Kayla made the point of saying, "Well, we just tested for 15 DNA markers, and it matched all of them." And I thought, when have they ever in Salem history made a comment like that?
Yeah.
You know, and
so I'm
that
wondering. That's a good point.
If Rex is his half brother, then he could technically have some of the genetic markers.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't
because
know.
They're right. Yeah. So I don't know.
And
it just can't be Lucas's. I don't know.
Yeah. Or it could be Phillips.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's Bonnie's.
No.
I'm
talking about how would she, she would have access to the baby. Well, how would she have access to this baby unless
to a baby.
Kind of kids. And her son, her son Rex. No, wait, no, it's not her son.
That's
I'm sorry. Bonnie. It was Rex. It was
Meanie.
It was Meanie's
boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Well, that kind of blows that idea.
I'm thinking it's Mimi and Rex's baby.
That's what I was thinking, but
it could be Mimi and Phillips if they found
maybe
each other.
Maybe in the promo, Mimi was playing dumb.
Yeah.
Well, that would be hard. Right. That wouldn't be much of a stretch, but maybe she was playing along with it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but I
had to say
it. We'll see. That might be a stretch, but who knows? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and I missed the only day Kate was on was Thursday, so I still need to watch that because it was preempted online. But I'm sick of Kate not being on very much. Really annoying. And I'm pissed that they haven't brought Andre or Tony back yet.
Yeah,
that's frustrating.
I think he's going to be on this month sometime towards the end.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's sometime this month. But that's how it is. They come every couple of months.
Yeah. To tease us.
Back for a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but Ted Lord is still filming. And they did bring back...
What?
Ted's back.
They've been mentioning his name,
yeah.
Oh, I hear Judith Chapman's coming on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did see that. As who?
Ted's mother, possibly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's Leo's mother. Leo's mother?
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah.
Leo's mother.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh. Okay. Huh.
And she used to play Angelica.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't she Ann Young in The Restless for a while?
Yep.
Yeah.
And played his mother too.
Oh, how funny. Oh, interesting.
Oh,
huh.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask this then. When is freaking Kate going to get a storyline? I always have to say that. Yeah. It's like, hello, we're bringing all these people back. I'm just getting on my soapbox for a minute. Got a perfectly amazing vet.
I agree.
And they've let go of a few other vets that they didn't need to. And they're all, you know, we hardly see her. They're bringing all these other people back. Irritating the crap out of me. Oh, well. Okay. End of soapbox.
That's Dave.
Stepping down for the moment.
Yeah. They need to bring Anna back and her and Kate can go at it.
There you go.
Yeah, they make good
There
scenes.
You go. Yeah.
Or are we going to get any scenes with Sammy and Kate this time?
I don't know. Sammy's in town and Kate doesn't even care
or vice versa?
Have they even run into each other's orbit? I don't think. Have they ever been in scenes together at all, have they?
Me off.
I don't know.
That would be gold, too.
Mm-hmm.
To have, even if they had some scenes, not even just running into each other at, you know, somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Gabby's
been confiding in her about what she's doing to Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I love those scenes, but.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Getting annoyed.
And her scenes with Chad, too. She had scenes with Chad, too, this week.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, good. I didn't see Thursdays because of the assumptions.
Was it Abigail? I mean, Gabby got Abigail's phone and texts Stefan, like, please come over right away. So Stefan comes over. Then she's screaming at him, why'd you come over? He said, you text me. Look. Yeah. So it's making her seem
nuts.
Like she's forgetting time again and what she did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll ship her back off to Grandma.
Yeah, ship her off to Grandma again and come back again. Kate Nancy, no. That's what's going to happen, yeah. She's going to, well, I guess it's Abigail, Marcy having the baby, because I saw that on the promos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's in labor, and it's Marcy Miller having the baby.
And then when the kid wakes up and looks up, he's wait, and then Kate Nancy takes over, and the kid's born. He comes out, and he's first day that she's on set. She's giving birth to the baby, and he looks up and is like, not quite what I imagined. I was like, it's a new actress, different actress. No.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Kate Mancey. Dying to know when she starts airing.
Yeah. No.
I'm just so curious to see what it's like after another actress.
More chemistry with Billy Flynn, I think.
Yeah.
Kate Mancey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah.
And Ben, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good chemistry with Ben, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Patrick Muldoon. He turned 50 this week, and no joke, I think he's been celebrating for 3 or 4 days.
You follow him on Twitter.
Oh.
Every day he's posting something about his birthday.
Oh, that's
like today he posted he got a Les Paul guitar from one of his songs.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. Yeah, it was pretty sweet looking.
Yeah. Also, happy birthday to Drake Hogensen and my son, too. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, same as and Drake Hogensen, too.
Very cool.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday to Michael and Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 35. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So that really makes me feel old. Makes him feel old too.
He was a baby when you were watching Drake. When you had Michael, you went, "Oh my gosh!" He's at the age where when you had Michael, you said, "Oh my gosh, you were born on Drake Hogensen's birthday."
That I don't think I knew that at that time. Yeah.
So that would have been in the heyday of days, so as far as the golden era. So that's funny.
Yeah. I am looking forward to Grandma Marianne someday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma Hoochie. That's going to be Grandma
Hoochie.
They're going to be at dinner somewhere, and she's going to be, Grandma Hoochie. They're going to be like, what?
Yeah, I might be holding my breath. His dad informed him, he says, you know, when I was 35, I had a 6 and a 4-year-old. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, I can't think of anything else.
I don't either. I don't know what else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did finally. Did we talk about this last week? They did finally announce Day of Days. I can't remember when they did that. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
The 19th, a week ago.
Yeah.
They were really late. They're really late this year.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks late. Yeah.
November
10th. September. Yeah.
Universal.
Yeah, and they announced, I think, the 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so late. I mean, it's the same time
really
of late. Year.
I know, and they haven't even they announced it like a week ago, and they still haven't said like who's going to be there. You know, they usually will have a list of who's going to be there. They haven't even done that.
Maybe somebody was on medical leave or something like that, and they're just trying to catch up. You know, who knows? But life
they're
happens.
So disordered.
But it is,
I don't know.
I'm glad they finally announced it. Somebody's talking in the background.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
It's some man. Oh, and I hope, you know, speaking of men, I hope Bobby Evans, our buddy that was calling for a long time, I hope he was okay in Charlotte, because I know with all the flooding and all that, I don't know how Charlotte, I didn't see how Charlotte was affected, but there was so much.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina got hit so badly. Hopefully all our listeners out there are doing better. And, I haven't seen very much lately on it, but just thinking of them as well, you know. But, anyway, I can't think of anything else. If you guys think of something.
Many points to know. Uh-oh.
I think we're
we just
all,
need
we
more Kate, right?
Yes, that's all. Kate, don't get me started.
We've got to get her another man.
I could still listen to 20 minutes talking about Kate if you want.
Yeah. Who's next? Bring Tony back for Kate. Let her try Tony.
Yeah.
Good Andre.
Let her try Tony.
Oh, she's Tony.
I love it.
Let's try Tony.
I think if she tried Tony, she would like it.
Yeah.
All right, well. Are we
about that, ladies.
That's okay. That's all right. Are we done, Carrie and Marianne? I don't know who has the magic wand.
I don't know. I guess I'm in the studio, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
All right.
Well,
see you guys next week.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.